Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Hoopstalk with Will Perdue, sponsored by Calamos Investments. He joins us every Wednesday. Will, I am dying to know, because half the people who responded on our text line said yes and half said no. It was a 50-50 split. Have you seen the movie Air?
Not yet. We talked about this last week. Today was actually my son's last final exam. He heads back to Louisville this evening. He's currently packing up and heading back to Louisville, and then he'll be coming up to Chicago shortly, and then we're going to go. Remember, I told you last week he called and said, hey, I'd like to go see Air, but I want to see it with you because I want you to try to tell me where the movie goes awry from the true story, so let's go see it together.
Okay, well, guess what? When he gets home this weekend, you don't even have to go to a movie theater because Ben Affleck's Air is coming to Prime Video. You can sit in your living room. And my promise to the people who are behind this film is that if you didn't see it, I would give you a $250 gift certificate to Grubhub so you and your kid can sit and watch it and eat like kings.
Oh, well, you've already seen it twice. Did you go a third time?
I think I'll watch it this weekend. Yeah, I think my husband will watch it again. And in honor of giving you that, we'll give caller number 19 a $250 gift certificate as well. A Grubhub gift certificate so you can sit in front of the TV and watch or rewatch Air this weekend on Prime Video. So honestly, you're getting it. You and your kid are getting it. And you're going to watch it, and then next week you're going to give me a review, right?
I will do my best. That means I got to take notes. I usually fall asleep during movies.
You know Will Perdue, former Chicago Bull analyst for NBC Sports. Oh, it looks like it's going to be the Heat and the Lakers, right?
Tell you what, if the way things are going, absolutely. But I'm telling you, do not count out the Denver Nuggets. I watched that game last night until I actually fell asleep. Because, as you get older, some of these games, they're late.
You gotta get your sleep.
But just when you talk about personnel, you talk about, top to bottom, you talk about bench strength, it just seems like they've got a little bit of everything. But the thing that they do not have, or what is not as good as what you just mentioned, the Miami Heat hang their hat on, and lately with LeBron James and Anthony Davis of the Miami Heat is defense. Denver doesn't play a lot of defense. They look to outscore you. I think they have the most talent at the moment from top to bottom of the teams that are left, but I'm not sure that they're playing good enough defense to get there. So that's the question that's up to them.
Has that Lakers series with Golden State surprised you at all? Because the Lakers were kind of just going through the schedule, it looked like, just to get into the playoffs.
Oh, and it has stunned me, to tell you the truth. I mean, you think about this. The Lakers were on the verge of being knocked out in the play-in game. They were not playing well for three quarters of that game, and then finally they figured something out, and then it's been lights out ever since. It's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because even the other night, what was it, Golden State was ahead by 7 at the end of the third. I'm like, all right, they settled in. Steph's not playing that well. Klay obviously is not playing well at all, very inconsistent. But yet they're still winning. These guys are going to settle down. They're going to look up at the scoreboard. They're going to feel good about themselves. And then all of a sudden, it's almost like these teams have flipped the script. A team that's been to the championship numerous times, won numerous times, has now faltered, can't take care of the basketball, careless turnovers, unforced turnovers, and a team with one guy that has played serious playoff experience it's almost like the two teams have changed places. They start taking care of the ball. They ratchet up the intensity. And the other thing is the guys coming off the bench for the Lakers have been very impressive. I mean, you're talking about Lonnie Walker, Austin Reeves. You know, people that don't watch the NBA are going to be like, who? They'll grab their phones and have to start looking them up to see who they are.
But it's those kind of guys, too, I mean, that can turn a series around no matter what. No matter what team it is, if you don't think they have a chance, if they get good play off the bench and can play defense, they got a shot.
Oh. But the one thing that we've always known about Anthony Davis is the inconsistencies, right? The inability to consistently give you 20 to 25 every single night. The inability to give you 12 to 15 rebounds every single night. And all of a sudden now, he's really turned it on. Plus the fact, what's the skill set that he was actually missing? The ability to play consistent games night after night after night. Now, I'm not saying that he's 100% healthy, but he's been the player that they've been able to lean on. He's been the backbone of this team, and he's been the guy that's been able to shut down the paint when necessary.
You know, I'm a Jimmy Butler fan, so I'm rooting for Miami all the way. Who do you think's going to win this thing, Will?
Honestly, I do. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. Eric Spoelstra, the head coach for Miami, you know, he was kind of at a loss for words the other night, and he said the one thing about that Miami Heat team is these guys have the mental toughness and the ability to just figure out a way to get it done. And I really like that. I mean, they're another team that was almost, you know, quite honestly, weren't the Bulls ahead of them after three quarters in the play-in game? And on paper, actually have a better team. But the paper, what's on paper doesn't necessarily win games for you. You got to be able to execute. But that being said, and I know last week I made the same statement of what it wasn't about the Sixers. The Sixers have kind of taken a page out of Miami's book and just found ways to win games. Ugly, but they found ways to win games. When people start asking me about matchups, I start saying, well, you know, it would be quite fitting. And I know it's not your Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler, but it's this year's MVP, Joel Embiid's Philadelphia 76ers, against the Denver Nuggets in the previous year's MVP, two-time winner, and the Joker. Then we get to see, okay, who is the best player at the moment that's still left in this tournament?
That would be something. Thank you for joining us, Will.
Well, I was thinking we were going to flip the script again today, but, you know, I didn't want to embarrass you. But you know, I imagine your husband probably doesn't like you talking about him on the air either.
Oh, my God. You inspired memes last week. People were sending me memes of Will, a young Will Perdue, trying to shoot a basket through a bicycle rim. It was awesome. I loved that conversation. I always love chatting with you, Will. Can we say hi to Dan real quick? Because Dan's getting a $250. Dan, you're getting the $250 gift certificate from Grubhub, too. I thought perhaps that I wouldn't have to give Will one, but we've got plenty to give. So, Dan, you're going to watch Air before Will does, do you think?
Yeah, hopefully I'm going to share this with my mom, and we're going to have a great weekend.
Oh, you're going to love reliving the 80s. No doubt about it. You're going to love it.
Dan just wanted to make me look bad. I was going to share it with my son, but he's sharing it with his mother. I mean, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Mother's Day weekend, right?
It's Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day on Sunday, right?
Yep, absolutely. Dan's got a good plan, I'll tell you that. All right, Will.
Dan's going to score major points.
We will talk to you next week.
All right, you got it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.